弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日的清晨，我们再一次在网上相聚，我们来敬拜神。
We're so glad to see everyone here on Zoom on the Sunday that we come together to worship our Lord.
今天我们继续上个星期所讨论的有关门徒训练的主题。
Today, we will continue, the series that we started last Sunday, about discipleship training.
那么上周我们讨论了什么是门徒训练。
Last week, we talked about what is discipleship training.
那么从耶稣带领门徒的实例入手。
We started from, the examples of how Jesus trained his disciples.
我们比较了主耶稣和其他犹太拉比带领门徒的异同。
We also compared the differences and similarities with how other Jewish rabbi, trained their students.
那么这些启示就成为了教会开展门徒训练的一个基础。
So these insights we gained, became the foundation for the church, nowadays to practice discipleship training.
那什么是门徒训练呢？
So what is discipleship training?
简而言之，门徒训练就是训练信徒效法耶稣的样式。
To put it simple, it is to empower Christian believers to follow Jesus as their life example.
那今天我们就来思想，为什么教会需要推动门徒训练？
Today we will continue to meditate on why, our church promotes discipleship training.
那么以前呢有一个孩子呢他长大了读书非常好。
There was a young, kid, who did very well in, academic performance.
那么他呢也是去了很好的大学去读书。
And he went to a very good college for education.
那毕业之后呢他又继续到研究院去深造。
After that, he even go to graduate school to continue his education.
那么最后呢他得到了两个博士学位。
And he ended up with two PhD degrees.
但是呢毕业了之后他却不知道自己要做什么事情。
But after he got all those degrees, he still didn't figure out what he wants to do.
所以这就成了一个很大的问题啊。
And that become a big problem.
每个人呢我们都希望自己的孩子可以成功。
Everyone wants their children to succeed.
但是成功的人呢不但要聪明。
But successful people are not only smart.
他们必须要清楚自己人生的目标。
But they also set clear life goals.
而且还要有一定的约束力。
They also need to, have self-discipline.
那有些年轻人不知道自己长大要做些什么，他的人生呢，就注定会漂泊不定。
Some young people don't know what they want to do when they grow up, so their lives are, destined to drift.
相反，如果一个人年轻的时候就立定志向。
On the opposite, if someone sets their goal early when they are young,
所以很容易在几十年的人生的路途中呢就多有作为。
It is more likely for them to accomplish much, down the road in their life.
所以啊人生是这样实际上教会也是如此。
This applies to people's life, and it is also true for the church.
如果教会失去了他本来预定的目标的话也就渐渐的远离了上帝所预定的航向。
If the church loses her goal that was set originally, it will gradually drift away from the route set by God.
那么西方社会啊，面对着前所未有的挑战。
The Western, society face unprecedented challenges.
那就是在后基督教时代如何推动福音的施工。
Which is how to promote, evangelical ministry in this post-Christian era.
那么让教会呢保持本应有的生命力。
And how to revive the church to its vitality as it was meant to have.
那么美国这个超大型的教会啊是比比皆是啊。
In the United States, there are lots of mega churches.
但是教会在社会中的影响力啊却在逐步的下降。
But the church influence and impact in society is declining.
就是其根本的原因就在于教会的发展并不能只注重外表更要注重它内在的质量。
The root reason is that the church development does not only focus on the numbers of the congregation. It is more about the maturity of each member.
只有清楚教会的目标我们才能不受干扰。
So the church needs to set clear goals with focus without being distracted.
那么教会才能锁定在基督的心意上。
So that the church can fix their mind and their eyes on Christ.
那么发挥教会应有的功能。
So that the church can grow to be a fully functional one.
就好比有一家制鞋的公司啊。
For example, there is a shoes manufacturer company.
那如果这个公司呢它有很好的制度和很好的这个体系。
If the company is set up with a very functional efficient system.
然后它的建筑也很漂亮。
And then the building of the factory is great.
那所有的管理呢都非常的制度都很好。
All the management system are very well running.
但是它就是不能够生产出一个高质量的鞋。
But the only thing is they can't produce one single shoe with high quality.
所以无论这个公司表面上看起来有多好最终都是要倒闭。
So no matter how fancy this company looks like from outside in its appearance, it is destined to bankrupt.
所以教会也是一样，教会一定要清楚自己的目标是什么。
This also applies to a church development. They need to have clear goals.
那么北美的教会呢，其实有相当数目的信徒并不是很清楚自己的救恩。
In the North American churches, a considerable amount of believers are not clear about their salvation.
那么以前这种情况呢，只是在天主教中啊，存在的。
Previously, this situation only existed in Catholic Church.
那么如今在福音派的教会当中，其实也是屡见不鲜。
But now it is also observed repeatedly in the evangelical churches.
那么有人可能是觉知啊受洗之后都没有适当的跟进跟培训啊。
After someone were baptized, they didn't receive proper follow-up and training.
那这些人就会渐渐的流失。
Then they gradually drift away from their faith.
如果有人问他你是基督徒吗
When they were asked, are you a Christian?
他说我是啊。
They would say, yes, I am.
你去哪家教会啊
Which church do you go to?
他已经好久不去教会了。
They say, well, I haven't go to church for a while.
所以他既没有教会也没有属灵的伙伴。
They don't have a church, and they have no spiritual companion.
所以也不会祷告更不会读经。
They don't know how to pray, they don't read Bible either.
所以对团契没有兴趣，对教会也没有兴趣。
They are not interested in joining a fellowship, and they're not interested in going to church.
我想大家听到这里，你都会知道，你肯定认识这样的人，是这种情况。
So, I'm sure you knew some Christian are like this.
因为这样的人不在少数。
Because there are many people like this.
所以常常你就有一个问号说他到底有没有得救呢
So you might have a question, are they saved?
所以这种现象也跟福音派传福音的方式有关系。
This problem is related to the way how evangelicals preach the gospel.
所以过分的强调因信称义的一个方面而忽视了另外一个方面。
They overemphasize on justification by faith on one side.
那有人就误以为我只要我认同 基督教的信条就可以了。
So this misled some people thinking that it is enough to just believe.
那么不就不需要生命的改变、啊、
And they don't need to put faith into actions.
实际上不是 believe, 它是 agree with.、啊嗯、
yeah, so they agree with、this Christianity.
Yeah, 所以这个是对福音一个极大的误解。
This is a big misunderstanding about gospel.
也可以说是交往过正、啊、
It is also an overcorrection.
所以这就是为什么说教会在门徒训练方面的责任是非常重要。
This is why I would say the church is responsible for discipleship training.
可以说是责无旁贷、啊
the church is exclusively responsible for discipleship training.
不但要引人归主，我们更要注重的是教导培训。
Not only leading people to the Lord, but also training them as disciples of Jesus.
使他们成为耶稣的门徒。
So that they become followers of Jesus.
所以下面呢，我们就要重温这个耶稣给门徒的大使命。
Now we will review the great commission that Jesus gave to the disciples.
来帮助我们来校对教会的航标。
Hopefully this will help.Us to recalibrate our direction.
所以我们所选的经文呢，是在马太福音的第28章16节到20节。
The scripture will be Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20.
我想这是大家非常熟悉的一段经文。
I think many of us are familiar with this passage.
是在马太福音的第28章16到20节。
Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20.
所以我会来读中文，那么 Rachel 会来读英文。
Hashan will read in Chinese, and then I'll read in English.
马太福音第28章16节，11个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee.To the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我想这段经文是大家非常熟悉的，可能很多人都会背诵。
I think this is a passage that many of us are very familiar with. Maybe some of us can even memorize them.
首先我们来寻找这段经文的主动词。
Firstly, let's look for the main verb in this passage.
那这段经文里总共有四个动词。
There are four verbs in this passage in total.
那么第一个是去。
The first one is go.
第二个是使万民做门徒。
The second is make disciples of all nations.
那么第三个是施洗。
The third verb is baptize them.
那么第四个是教导。
The fourth verb is teach.
那么我请大家看哪一个是主动词呢
?So which one is the main verb here?
有些人说这个去是主动词。
Someone may say, the main verb here is go.
那么如果是这样的话我们遵守耶稣的大使命只要去。就完事大吉了、啊
If so, you want to follow the Great Commission of Jesus, you can just go and preach and everything will be fine.
我相信你们很多很多人也听到过以前这段经文的证道。
I'm sure many of us have heard sermons about this passage before.
都是在强调说我们做宣教啊要推动都讲到说强调在去这个上。
And most of those sermons focus on go and preaching, send missionaries overseas and preach the gospel.
其实这段经文的主动词不是去。
But actually the main verb is not go.
乃是使万民做我的门徒。
But the main verb here is make disciples of all nations.
其他三个动词都是动名词的形态。
All the other three verbs are
participles.
Participles.
那么它是用来修饰这个主动词的。
And they're here to decorate the main verb.
所以我们可以看到耶稣给我们的大使命啊不是去不是只是传福音乃是是使万民做他的门徒。
So here, we can see that the Great Commission given by Jesus is not only to go and preach the gospel, but more importantly, to make disciples of all nations.
所以我们在教会推动门徒训练不是多加了一个项目而已。
So, promoting discipleship training at church is not to just an add-on ministry.
也不是说我们多了一个节目而已。
And it's not another program in church.
乃是正好是在这个教会的核心的目标上。
But it is the core of the Great Commission, and also it should be the core, main goal, that is set for church.
所以人们常常误解大使命就是耶稣差派门徒去外面去宣传福音啊。
People often have a misunderstanding that Great Commission given by Jesus is about sending Christians out to preach the gospel.
或者是到更远的海外宣教。
Or sending missionaries to overseas.
或者是教导培训。
Or have teaching and training programs.
其实这是三个不同的侧面。
In fact, all three are different aspects of it.
那么这三个方面结合起来才是这个大使命的。全部。
And the combination of all three parts, is the whole thing about the Great Commission.
所以领人信主、施洗加入教会、教导培训是三个不可分割的环节。
So, preach the gospel, lead people to faith, baptize them, and teaching and training are, three, parts that are inseparable from each other.
为的是达到培训门徒的目的。
And the purpose is to achieve the goal of discipleship training.
所以无论是在本地还是在远方。
So whether it is local or overseas,
那么领人信主只是大使命的第一步。
Leading people into faith, is the first step of, to follow the Great Commission.
但绝不是最后一步。
But it doesn't stop there though.
最终的目标乃是培训耶稣的门徒。
The ultimate goal is to train disciples and prepare them,
为上帝的国度预备合格的人才。
So that, we can prepare them to be qualified for the kingdom of God.
正如以前所说的哈，我跟大家分享，我说这个教会不是上帝的国度。
As we shared before, the church is not the kingdom of God.
而是培训为这个上帝的国度培训公民的一个场所。
It is a place to train, citizens for the God's kingdom.
是一个暂时的，是一个过渡的状态。
It is a, interim, transitional, phase.
所以在福音书里面，耶稣并没有应许门徒一张进入天堂的门票。
So in the book, in the books of gospel, Jesus did not promise his disciples a ticket to enter heaven.
所以在约翰福音第十章第十节，耶稣就这样讲：“我要赐给你们一个新生命，一个什么？一个丰盛的生命。”
So, in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, Jesus said, "I have, I have promised that will give you an abundant life.
所以呢，我们教会要来思想耶稣的使命，就是来继续的思想我们怎么推动我们的事工。
Our church's goal is to think about how to promote discipleship training.
你知道现代啊，我们这个钟表啊都是非常准确的。
You know that nowadays all the clocks are very precise and accurate.
你知道在古代啊，他要用这个日灸啊等各种不同的方法啊来计算时间的。
But back in the days, people needs to use all different types of tools and the reference position with the sun to calibrate the clock.
那么你即使用一个有钟摆来摆去的那个来做钟表，它的误差也是蛮大的。
Even when they engage a pendulum for the clock, it's not always accurate.
那么现代的钟表呢，我们有电子钟啊。那么其实最准确的钟呢是原子钟 atomic clock.
And now we have the most accurate clock is atomic clock.
其实不论这个钟表有多么准，你每一年都要在校对它。
But no matter how accurate the clock could be, every year you need to recalibrate it.
因为这个时间呢是根据天体的运行，太阳跟地球的位置这个来计算。
Because time is calculated based on the relative position in the solar system.
所以呢，每年都要来校对，这样使你的钟表才会更准确。
So every year you need to calibrate the clock so that it can stay accurate.
这就是为什么教会也是一样，我们要实时的对准了耶稣给我们设立的使命，我们要经常的来调整我们的方向。
In the same way, the church needs to reset and recalibrate our goal now and then to make sure that we are on the right track that God set for us.
那么确定我们是完完全全在一个正确的方向上。
So that we can make sure we're on the right route.
那接下来我们来继续思考大使命的特点。
Now let's continue to think about other features of the Great Commission.
这段经文里面啊，有四个所有。
In this passage, we can see there are four four words.
第一个是在第十八节哈。
The first one is in verse 18.
那么耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus.
所以上帝将天上地下所有的权柄都赐给他的儿子。
God gives the authority in heaven and on earth to his son.
这就是为什么我们上次说门徒训练必须是以耶稣为核心。
That's why last time we shared that discipleship training should be centered around Jesus.
因为他拥有所有的权柄。
Because Jesus has all authority.
那么第二个呢是在第十九节。
The second all appears in verse 19.
因为他要使万民做我的门徒。
The Great Commission covers all the nations.
所以大使命是涵盖了所有的民族。
The Great Commission covers all the nations.
所以这对当时的门徒产生了巨大的冲击啊。
This had a huge impact on the disciples at that time.
因为他们知道以色列是上帝所拣选的，是唯一的选民。
Because they knew that Israel was the only chosen one.
那么这是他们从小就接受的圣经教育。
And this is the Bible teaching they had received since their childhood.
所以当耶稣说所有的民族，那么他们这个概念就完全被颠覆了。
When Jesus said, "Make disciples of all the nations," their mindset is completely overturned.
所以我们在思考耶稣大使命的时候，我们就应该有一个国度的观念。
Therefore, when you think about the discipleship training, you got to have a kingdom mentality.
我们不只是看到我们的教会，也看到我们周围的地区，甚至看到更远的整体的一个国度。
Not only to focus to see our church, our local community, but even like in the greater area.
那么第三个所有是在第二十节。
The third, all is in verse 20.
甚至要包括耶稣所有的教导。
Teach them to observe all things that Jesus have commanded.
所以主耶稣这里特别的强调门徒训练应当注意全面的发展。
Jesus particularly emphasized that discipleship training should be a holistic development.
既包括操练祷告也包括研读圣经。
Which includes the practice of prayer and study Bible.
既包括我们要参与教会的服事也要重视个人属灵生命的成长。
It also includes serving in the church and also the individual's spiritual growth.
所以就好比是饮食一样。
It's like a well-rounded diet.
如果我们只吃一种食物的话对我们身体都无益的。
If you only stick to one type of food, the diet is unbalanced, it is not healthy.
我们知道偏食就会造成我们身体营养失衡。
So that your health will be unbalanced.
所以这个属灵的生命也是一样。
It is the same, similar way as the spiritual life.
那么第四个是在也是在第二十节耶稣就应许他的同在。
The fourth all is in verse 20. Jesus promised to be with you in all days or always.
就是所有的日子。注意这是应许。
Note that this is a promise.
就是不论环境如何不论得时不得时。
That means no matter what the environment is like, no matter it is good timing or bad timing,
我们都要做主的工。
We need to do God's work.
在这里耶稣是保证了他的祝福。
Here Jesus promised his blessings.
所以门徒培训的背后是有耶稣的权柄和耶稣的应许作为后盾。
So Jesus actually is backing up the ministry of discipleship training with his promise.
所以我们不但知道有这权柄也应当学习使用这个权柄。
We not only know about this authority, we can also learn how to use it.
那么以前在英国有一个年轻人呢他对这个信仰啊非常的有追求。
There is a young man who is very devoted in his faith in England.
那么他就决定呢来到美国呀做这个宣教士。
So he decided to come to the United States to be a missionary.
因为当时美国呢还是英国的殖民地这个人口还非常的少。
Because at the time, the United States population is very small, because it was still colonized by British.
因为那个时候是18世纪的时候。
And that was the 18th century.
那他到了这个佐治亚州 Georgia 的时候在这个地方在那个移民的这个聚集点特别的来做福音的工作。
So this young man came to Georgia, to the immigrants, gathering place to, work on this ministry.
那么他这个年轻人是很有才华的一个人。
This young man is very talented.
但是他到了这里之后呢他才发现事情不像他想象的那样。
But after he arrived there, he realized things are not quite the same as he expected.
那么可以说是他的这里面的教会啊他的服事啊都非常的不顺利。
And the ministry that he is trying to work on didn't go well.
那么更糟糕的是呢 他自己的生活也出现了一个问题哈。
And also he has his own trouble in his life.
那么他当时呢认识了一个年轻女孩，他们都到了一种谈婚论嫁的地步。
He met a young girl that they were very close to marry each other.
但是呢他心里面又有挣扎，他觉得他这一生要服侍神，他就不应该结婚的。
But he had his own struggle, thinking that he wants to be a servant of God so that he should stay as single.
那么最后他采取什么方法来决定做出这个重大的决定呢？
So in the end, how did he make the decision of which direction to go?
他们就采取了抽签的方式。
抽签 they decided,
take a lot.
Yeah, they decided to take a lot.
那么他抽签的方式，结果这抽签出来之后是他不要跟这个女孩结婚。
And then the results of the lot is don't get married with this girl.
所以他就跟这个女孩说他不能跟她结婚。
So he told her that I could not marry you.
所以当时把这个女孩她的父母也气得犯晕哈。
So the girl's parents were very upset.
因为这是个很小的这个社区嘛，那大家都知道这些事情的哈，所以很是脸面无光哈。
So because that was a very small community, so the word spreads pretty fast, everyone knows, and they lose face in the situation.
那么后来这个女孩就跟另外一个追求者呢，就也结婚了哈。
So this young girl later married another man.
然后呢他结婚之后呢，他们就决定不要参加这个他这个教会，要去另外的地方哈。
And after the marriage, they decided they will go to another church. They will avoid this church they used to involve.
但是你知道当时不是像现在有这么多的选择，可能大概这个地方就一个教会哈。
But back then, it's very different. Like, we have many churches now, but they didn't have that many options there.
所以这个年轻宣教士就决定说，他们这样是非常的不属灵。
So this young missionary say that they're not spiritual at all.
那么最后呢，这个他就决定禁止这个女孩来领，这个已经结婚了哈。禁止他领圣餐。
So this young missionary decided to stop this girl from partaking the Lord's Supper.
哇，这个时候整个的事情就变得一塌糊涂，很多人就反对，有些人支持，有些人反对，搞得一塌糊涂。
And this become a mess and very controversial.
那么很多人认为他呢是借这个机会来报复哈。
And many people think that this young man is taking this chance to retaliate at this girl.
所以最后他就没有办法，他不能在这个地方待下去了，只有灰头灰脸的就回到了英国。
So become worse and worse to a point that this young man could not stay there anymore, and he has to return to England.
那么回到英国的时候，他才说，为什么会是这样子呢？他就回想起他在乘船的时候有一个特别的经历。
And after he returned to England, he starts to reflect, how come things come to this point so worse? And then he recalled a moment when he was on the ship.
因为在这个海上行船的时候啊，当时他们这个船呢就遇到了一个很大的暴风。
The ship, when they're sailing in the ocean, they went into a big storm.
那么这个暴风雨几乎要将船都打翻的那样子。
The ship is very closely to be flipped in a storm.
当时他是非常的害怕，他几乎知道自己要死的。
And he was extremely terrified, thinking that this is his moment to die.
但是他看到有一群年轻的人呢，他们在一起却非常的喜乐，在那里暴风雨中他们仍然高声唱赞美诗。
But he saw a group of young people who are still who still worship the Lord in the storm.
原来这批人呢是摩拉维亚弟兄会的人。
So it turned out this group of people is Moravian.
那么他就是回想起这个事情，他就开始在英国找，看有没有人是摩拉维亚弟兄会的。
So he starts to search for Moravian in England.
他说我要向他们学，他们怎么可以做到这样子。
He wants to figure out, I want to learn from them, how could they stay calm, in that situation?
他确实找到了一个摩拉维亚弟兄会的一个弟兄。
And finally, he found a Moravian church.
所以他就跟他们一起来操练，说怎么样有学习这些属灵的功课。
And then, he starts to learn from them and practice.
那么大家你现在知道这个人的名字是什么？
Do you know the name of this young man?
非常著名的一个基督教的领袖，他就是约翰卫斯理。
This very famous Christian leader, John Wesley.
所以说你弟兄姐妹，门徒训练在我们的生命中不是可有可无的。
So brothers and sisters, discipleship training is, for in a Christian's life is not optional.
是非常重要的。
It is a very important part.
那么去年呢，我们教会的执事会呢就决定在推动教会的门徒训练。
Last year, our deacon board decided to promote the discipleship training in our church.
这个决定得到了教会领袖们的大力支持。
And this decision was strongly supported by the church leaders.
因为我们大家都意识到说这是我们教会的需要。
Because we're clearly aware that this is the need of our church.
所以我们今年教会的主题呢，就是以生命影响生命。
Our church theme this year is growing together through life to life.
但是我们却要强调的是门徒训练的推广，并非只限于今年的事工。
But we want to emphasize that the promotion of discipleship training is not limited to only this year's ministry.
而是教会长期发展的必要环节。
But it will be an essential part, you know, of the long-term church development.
可以毫不夸张地说，这是教会长期健康发展的关键。
Without exaggeration, it is the key for the long-term church development in a healthy way.
所以对于基督徒而言，门徒训练不是选项，而是必须。
Therefore, for Christians, discipleship training is not optional, but a must-have.
成为了基督徒，我们自然要学习祷告。
After becoming a Christian, you need to learn how to pray.
就好比一个人，我们每时每刻离不开要呼吸一样。
It's just like a person, you must breathe constantly.
那么，成为基督徒，我们自然要学习读经。
After becoming a Christian, you also need to learn how to read the Bible.
就好比一个人，我们每天要离不开饮食一样。
Just like a man can't live without food.
那这样我们才能真正的得到耶稣所应许我们的那个丰盛的生命。
Only through these practice and learning, we can live the abundant life that Jesus promised.
所以弟兄姐妹，参加门徒训练不是一个负担，而是一个非常令人振奋的一个机会。
So brothers and sisters, participate in the discipleship training should not be a burden, but it should be a very exciting, thing to participate.
就像小孩子成长一样。
Just like when a child grew up,
每年他都不断的在长身体。
Every year he, grow, bigger and bigger.
而且每一年他都获得不同的能力。
And every year, he can do things, more new things.
对，这样的话呢，对他来讲，就是非常激动人心的，对不对？
So this should be a very exciting process.
那么直到最后他可以长大成人，可以完全的独立。
So that eventually he will, grow up to be an adult.
所以门徒训练也是一样。
So does the discipleship training.
我们可以做以前做不了的事情。
We can do things that, we couldn't do before.
那如果以前要是有人以前冒犯了你的话，你可能马上就会暴跳如雷，生气好几天的哈。
In a previous, if someone offended you, you will get very upset and angry.
但是当你越有耶稣的生命在里面，你越能够平静地看待周围的事情。
But when you grow to be more like Jesus, you can, just take it easy.
所以门徒训练不只是增加知识而已。
So discipleship training is not only about gaining knowledge.
乃是一个生命改变的过程。
But it's also a process of life transformation.
所以门徒训练也不只是停留在一个个人收获的这样一个阶段。
Discipleship training is not only about personal gain.
那么这是一个信仰传递的过程。
But it's a process of passing on the faith to others.
我们看到耶稣亲自带领门徒。
Jesus trained his disciples.
他也委托他的门徒带领其他人成为门徒。
And he commanded them to make others to become disciples.
所以我们不但自己要做门徒，我们要带领他人做耶稣的门徒。
Therefore, not only we need to become Jesus' disciples, but we also need to lead others to be disciples of Jesus.
如果你参加了门徒训练的话，你只有收获了 25%。
If you only participate in discipleship training, your gain is only 25%.
如果你有参与教导的话，你的收获就会上升到 50%。
If you teach someone to disciple them, your gain, rise to 50%.
如果你可以培训他人去带领门徒训练的话，你的收获可以高达 75%。
If you train other people to make disciples, you will gain, 75%.
那你说什么时候我才能得到 100% 呢？
And then you ask, how can I get 100% full?
如果你所培训的人也可以带领他人去做门徒训练的话，你就得到 100% 的满分。
If the person you train can go and make others disciples, you will get 100% full.
所以我们教会呢，规模不大。
Our church is, small.
因为我们在中岸的地区呢，华人数目都是有限。
Because there aren't many, Chinese in the Central Coast area.
我们很感谢主，虽然是个小小的教会，我们却看到有很多忠心爱主的弟兄姐妹。
But, we're thankful for the Lord, that we have many Christians who truly love the Lord here.
我想我们可以努力使教会充满了这种属灵的气氛。
And I think we can work hard to fill the church with a spiritual atmosphere.
所以当别人提到我们教会的时候，就知道说这个教会啊，虽然很小，但是有很多真心爱主、虔诚上进的基督徒。
So we can be a witness. And when others, talk about, 5C, they'll say, we have many Christians who truly love the Lord and, who are very devoted.
那么在这个化学反应当中有一种反应啊，叫链式反应。
In a chemical reaction, there is a type of reaction called chain reaction.
什么叫链式反应呢？就是这反应的反应物跟它的产物呢，它是有一个特别的现象。
So there is a very unique phenomenon, between the reactor and the results, the product.
那么这个产物呢 ,product 产物呢，它是会产生一个东西，会继续的回来，引发这个反应，会重复的发生。
So, as a result of the reaction, the product can, go back to reinitiate and trigger another round of, chain reactions.
那么这可以引发另外一个反应，可以循环不断进行的这个东西，就叫自由基。
So the, chemical that can trigger, another round of chain reaction is called free radicals.
所以这个只有活跃的自由基啊，它会有很强的这个亲和力。
So only the free radicals has a very strong attraction.
所以他非常的活跃，他碰到了什么东西，什么东西就会继续反应下去。
So he's so active that any chemicals that are close to free radicals, you will be triggered to involve with another chain reaction.
所以让我们大家都愿意争做门徒训练中的自由基。
So our hope is that everyone will be willing to be the free radicals in the discipleship training.
今天我们重温耶稣的大使命，也再一次思考我们教会的发展方向是什么。
So today we revealed the great commission of Jesus and we think about the direction of the church development.
所以耶稣的使命啊，不是只限于传福音而已。
So the mission is not only about preach the gospel.
因为它包括领人信主，给他人施洗，教导培训，这三个不可分割的环节。
It actually includes leading people to believe in the Lord, baptize them, and teach them.
那么这个使命的核心呢，乃是培训门徒。
And the core of this great commission is to make disciples.
所以教会推动门徒训练，就是要培养效法基督的门徒。
So the reason why church promotes discipleship training is to make disciples who imitate and follow Christ.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹不但自己要参加。
We not only encourage you to participate.
也鼓励并且带领其他人一起来参加。
And we also encourage you to bring others to participate.
那么希望我们当中的每一位都愿做门徒训练当中的自由基。
We hope that each and every one of us are willing to be the free radicals in the discipleship training.
那么我不知道大家有没有去过一个博物馆哈。
Not sure if you have been to a museum.
Yeah, 这个博物馆呢在美国 在我们加州也有的哈。
This museum is also in California.
那么它叫 Believe It or Not.
It's called Believe It or Not.
这个博物馆呢，其中我去的我是在去 Florida 那个哈，我当时看到了它有一个展览中呢，有一个柜子，它放了一个铁片。
I went to the Florida one, and there was an exhibition for display. There was an iron bar.
这个铁片呢，他说这个铁片的价值五块钱。
And he says, this bar of iron worth $5.
他说这个铁片啊，如果你把它做成了马的做马的那个鞋，就是马蹄啊，把它用这个铁包上的话。
But if you use this iron to make a horse shoe,
那么这个价值是多少呢
？And then how much value it worth?
他说那个是五十块钱。
That is worth $50.
所以如果你把这个铁片呢，全部做成钉子。
Then if you use this bar of iron to make nails.
那么这一片的铁片值多少钱呢
?And how much it worth?
五千块钱。
$5,000.
他说如果你用这个铁片呢做成一个特别的弹簧。
If you use this bar of iron to make a special spring.
放在那个瑞士造的手表里面哈。
To put in a Swiss-made watch.
那么这个铁片的价值是多少呢
?How much is worth now?
五十万块钱。
$500,000.
所以弟兄姐妹我们就是像这个铁片一样是一个原材料而已。
So brothers and sisters, just like this bar of iron, we are this bar of iron.
那么本身这个价值是有限的。
By itself, it's only worth $5.
但是如果我们愿意把它交在神的手里，让神来塑造我们的话，
But if we are willing to submit and yield to the Lord to be shaped by God,
那么这个价值就不只是五千块，或者是五万块和五十万，甚至是五百万的价值。
Then we'll be worth way beyond $50, $500,
$5,000, $500,000. 那么我们希望这个门徒训练就是能够达到这样，把我们塑造成一个神所希望我们所要成的那个样式的人。
It is our hope that through this discipleship training, we could be shaped and formed, to be used, as a vessel for God.
那么下个主日呢，我们会继续跟大家沟通这个门徒训练的主题。
Next Sunday we'll continue to, talk more details about discipleship training.
我们会跟大家分享一些我们推动门徒训练这个计划一些具体的细节。
We will share more details about how to, roll out this plan.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢主的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your grace.
我们人算什么，你却顾念我们。
We are away, we're so, tiny, but you treasure us.
你叫我们比天使略小一点，又赐荣耀作为我们的冠冕。
You make us a little, lighter than the angel, and you crown us, with your, glory and grace.
主，我们谢谢你借着耶稣基督在我们当中生命当中所成就的。
Lord, we give you thanks for what Jesus has accomplished through our lives.
我们将我们的生命交托在你的手中。
We submit ourselves to you.
我们恳求主，你继续的祝福我们的教会，祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。
We pray that you continue to bless our church and bless our, brother and sisters.
希望我们教会所推动的门徒训练能够在我们的生命中起到一个奇妙改变的作用。
And we pray that through this discipleship training program, that our lives could be transformed.
使我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
So that we'll be more like your son, Jesus.
谢谢主，你给我美好的应许。
Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful promise.
也让我们更清楚这个基督所给我们的大使命。
So that we can get a clear insight to the great commission that Jesus gave us.
愿主的圣灵亲自在我们心中工作。
We pray that your Holy Spirit work in every one of us.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.